1974, denying the existence of a personality cult within the PCE, he proclaimed, "I will never permit propaganda being made about myself." Then, in an interview given 2 years later, he announced, "I will never write my memoirs, because a politician cannot tell the truth." He had already contradicted the first of these denials by dint of speeches and internal party reports, in which he constructed the myth of a selfless fighter for democracy. Then, in his last 4 decades, he propagated numerous accounts of his life in countless interviews, in more than 10 of the many books that he wrote himself, and in 2 others that he dictated. In this regard, he shared with Franco a dedication to the constant rewriting and improving of his own life story. Accordingly, this account of a fascinating life differs significantly from the many versions produced by the man himself, which are contrasted here with copious documentation and the interpretations of friends and enemies. There can be little here about Carrillo's personal life. From the time that he entered employment at the printing works of the Socialist Party, aged 13, until his retirement from active politics in 1991, he seems not to have had much of one. Certainly, his life was dominated by his political activity, but he surrounded accounts about his